David is in Fincham and has a question for you, Dave. Hello, David.
Hello there. How are you?
Fire away.
Well, actually, I've got two questions because one question sort of run into another one. One is, how can a spaceship change direction in space when, unless I was misinformed, I was told it is a vacuum? So it's got nothing to thrust against. And the second question is, I'm old enough to remember Sputnik 1 going up, and it didn't stay up very long, although I was told it was about 500 miles up. But now I understand the satellites we've got up there now aren't up as high, but they stay up for longer. How is that?
Okay, sort of for the first one. The way a spaceship changes direction, accelerates, decelerates in space is by pushing on something. It does push on something, but because there's nothing up there, it's got to take the thing it's pushing on with it. And the thing it pushes on is fuel. So it maybe burns hydrogen and oxygen. Those two react, get very hot, and you get very, very hot water flying out very quickly out the back. It's a bit like if you've ever fired a gun, the gun fires a bullet out one way, but the gun gets kicked backwards into your shoulder in the other direction with an equal and opposite amount of momentum. So if you imagine a spaceship's a bit like a gun firing lots of bullets in one direction, so it gets pushed in the other direction. I don't know. Oh, the Sputnik one. There's a couple of reasons why that might be. I don't know immediately off the top of the head why it totally is. Things like the International Space Station, which is flying at about a couple hundred kilometres up, it does fall downwards relatively quickly, but it has a rocket on it which keeps pushing it up occasionally, and they have to send up more fuel for that quite regularly, and that's one of the major things they have to do to keep it running, as well as taking up food for the astronauts and things for them to do. The other thing is that just because the orbit was at the maximum 500 miles doesn't mean the whole orbit was at 500 miles. It could quite easily have been quite elliptical. So rather than being exactly circular, if it was very elliptical, the lowest point of the orbit could have been very low, maybe 150 kilometres up, something like that, at which point when it came in the low bit, it would go through quite a lot of atmosphere, it would get slowed down a lot, and so its orbit would decay away quite quickly, even though the highest point of its orbit was relatively high.
Dave, thank you very much. Hannah?
So very shortly, we'll be meeting some of the world's most venomous snakes. And later on, Diana will be asking if black holes ever collide. If you want to get in touch, tweet at Naked Scientists right on our Facebook page. That's at thenakedscientists.com/Facebook, or drop us an email. Our email address is chris@thenakedscientists.com.
Bringing the facts to bear. The Naked Scientists.